With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States and Israel continue hitting Iran. President Trump says the campaign likely to take several weeks. Tehran hit back Monday against Israel, neighboring Gulf states, and other targets, including a number of energy facilities in Qatar. Israel's UN ambassador vows the strikes will continue for, quote, as long as it takes.
Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Dannon, says the attacks on Iran are part of the sacrifice for future generations.
It's not easy. We all sacrifice, but it will continue as long as it takes to achieve the goal of the operation.
He goes on to say,
despite the sacrifice, we are determined. We will not stop until we achieve our objectives.
He says, just look at what Iran is doing without a nuclear weapon, striking out in the region.
Now, imagine that same regime with a nuclear capability.
President Trump said the campaign would likely take several weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities continue the investigation into that shooting in Austin, Texas over the weekend that left three people dead, including the gunman, FBI's Alex Duran.
We're looking for connections that he possibly had, witnesses, as the chief had mentioned. We are pouring through thousands of hours of video. We have massive amounts of both digital and physical evidence, and this is a around-the-clock, 24-hour investigation at this point, and any declarations on what led to that motive would be premature.
Minnesota County Attorney may pursue charges against federal officers for alleged misconduct during the immigration crackdown in Minneapolis. However, the Department of Homeland Security says states cannot prosecute federal officers. This is SRN News. Idaho considers a challenge to gay marriage.
Republican State Representative Tony Wisniewski has introduced a measure that would formally ask the Supreme Court to review its 2015 decision legalizing homosexual unions nationwide. Wisniewski says, quote, the government has to recognize that the family is the fundamental building block of society. He argues that gay marriage undermines that institution. A similar bill passed the Idaho House last year but died in the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, the European Union says it will pay for women to get abortions, especially in pro-life nations. European Commission for Equality says the 27-nation bloc's 147 billion euro social fund can be used to defray cost of abortion. Abortions are legal and common in much of Europe, but some strong pro-life laws do exist in other countries. This is SRN News. Up and down day on Wall Street.
Crude oil prices rose sharply on worries that war with Iran could clog the flow of crude, while stocks swung from sharp losses to small gains on Wall Street. The S&P 500 recouped an early loss Monday and finished with a gain of less than 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 73 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Airlines and cruise operators ended lower. United Airlines fell about 3%. Norwegian Cruise Lines fell more than 10%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Bond investors worried that higher energy prices could make inflation worse. Seth Sutel, New York.
Crews in Texas rescuing two people stranded 900 feet in the air after a hot air balloon hit a tower. Officials in Longview say it took firefighters nearly 3 hours to climb up the tower, safely get the couple down. More details, SRNnews.com.